The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society presents a program of dance and chamber music Sunday afternoon at 3 at Duncan Hall, featuring a unique combination of two guitarists, voice, percussion, and dance. The duo España from Bloomington and Lafayette soprano Shelley Johnson will perform works and songs by Mexican, Italian, and Latin American composers, including The Four Seasons in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla. My guests, dancer, choreographer, and Purdue professor Rebecca Bryant, and percussionist Don Nichols are here to talk about not only the dance portion of the program, but some original works they've created. And I understand that a couple of selections are inspired by the collaboration of composer John Cage and choreographer Merce Cunningham.
Yeah, and that was really the first thing that came to mind in terms of music and dance, because John Cage and Merce Cunningham collaborated for over 50 years, creating some really innovative and interesting works. So that was a natural choice for me to choose some pieces, and also one of which includes the soprano Shelley Johnson, a really nice piece called The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs, which is my piano debut, although I will be playing the piano in a slightly unconventional way.
Well, I don't think there's too much that was ever conventional about John Cage.
That's very true.
And the same goes for Merce Cunningham as well. He did begin his career dancing for Martha Graham, who's a name that I think a lot of people would be familiar with. But then when he started making his own work, he really departed from the kind of modern aesthetic. And he's sort of seen as the gateway into postmodernism and contemporary dance. And so taking some cues from how he and John Cage worked together, those are some of the processes that Dawn and I were using to collaborate on the pieces for this show.
Is The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs that you and Shelley will be performing based on some story?
Well, the title and the text of the piece is taken from a page of James Joyce's work, Finnegan's Wake, a work that John Cage was really almost obsessed with for a particular period of time, using it as source material. In fact, both John Cage pieces have titles taken from Finnegan's Wake.
And the second Cage piece, Child of Tree. Rebecca, you'll be dancing with one of your students. And Dawn, it says here that you'll be working with amplified plant materials?
This was part of a long line of innovations by Cage in which he said anything can be a musical instrument and any sound can be heard as a musical sound and can be listened to by a listener in a musical way.
So you were free to pick any plant that you wanted to choose to perform this piece?
Yeah, he does, however, specify amplified cactus as an instrument, which I will be using.
You had to import that, right?
I didn't, but the greenhouse where I bought it did. And a pod rattle, a large seed pod rattle. It's about 18 inches long and makes a wonderful sound like a maraca. So there's a collection of 10 of those that I will use throughout the piece.
Rebecca, let's focus a little now on the dance portion of the program. You'll not only be doing a solo piece of your own creation, but also you'll be joined by some of your Purdue class dancers in a work by Dawn. And that solo work, called Listen, requires no music?
Which can be seen as quite radical, I think, because there's such a strong tradition of dance always being done to music or dance somehow illustrating music. And so I have a short piece that's really making apparent the inherent musicality in dance outside of needing musical accompaniment. One of the things that I've been thinking about quite a lot in approaching this program in general is the idea of synesthesia, which is a phenomenon that happens for some people where their senses get crossed. And so sort of the famous examples are sort of about a man who, instead of tasting the way that we taste, would see shapes. And really, basically, we all have some synesthesia going on in how we perceive the world. So in that way, what a dancer does and the timing that they do it in and how big and small the movement is, it really does create, in a way, a soundtrack within the person viewing it. And I think that sometimes when we have music accompanying a dancer moving, we don't necessarily hear the music of the dancer as acutely, because they can be in competition or the music that we're hearing can dictate a little bit about how we're seeing the dance. So I wanted to pull those apart so that you can have your experience of seeing the musical rhythms and the volume at which I'm moving.
So a different kind of perception.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, tell us about your Pulse piece, which will include several Purdue student dancers.
Well, I composed the piece, but Rebecca choreographed the Purdue dance students. And it's part of an interesting program that in some way shows the expanded definition of chamber music. I think in the broadest sense, chamber music just distinguishes itself from symphonic works or solo music. And so in some way, this is a great example of what chamber music can be, because although I am the only live acoustic musician, there is an electronic sound score, which in this case is the pulse. There's an ongoing pulse and an ensemble of dancers who have their own rhythm and musicality to it. So combined, there's a chamber ensemble of performers, their rhythmic choices, as well as mine. I'm playing a muted drum set, which serves to highlight the pulse, but also go against that grain.
So it's a process of integration between all the performers, like, say, a string quartet would operate.
Very much so.
Percussionist Dawn Nichols and dancer-choreographer Rebecca Bryant, they'll be part of the program when the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society presents a program of dance and chamber music Sunday afternoon at 3 at Duncan Hall. Tickets are available at Vaughn's, the Tippecanoe Arts Federation, or at the door. College students are admitted at a discount, and no tickets are required for students K through 12. More information is available at tippecanoechambermusic.org.